Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and before we get into this episode, I wanted to remind you to check out our other Western podcasts released daily by going to otrwesterns.com or searching OTR Westerns in your podcast app of choice. I also wanted to invite you to check out our other podcast channel releasing non-Western shows by going to otnetcast.com or by searching OTNetcast in your podcast app of choice. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Hopalong and Cassidy. Original air dates, February 2nd, 1952, and the title is Death Comes Invited. Hope you enjoy.
From the library of radio programs of many years ago, heroes of the Old West live again on Sagebrush Theater. With action and suspense out of the Old West comes the most famous hero of them all, Hopalong Cassidy, starring William Boyd and Andy Clyde as California. Well, Hoppy, what about our story?
It's one I call Death Comes Invited, and it began one day in eastern Nevada near the town of Franklin. California and I were on our way back to the Bar 20 with nothing more on our minds than where to stop for the night. Then California decided things were too quiet.
Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie where the coyotes horror and the wind...
And they shoot people for singing like that.
Oh, now, Hoppy, what's wrong with my voice?
Nothing, except it sounds like you gargle with tags.
Oh, but I feel so blame good, I just got to let off some steam. Is it? Hey, look.
That bunch are riding mighty hard. Oh, and a hard-looking bunch they are, too.
Hi, strangers. Think it's a horse trader.
Why, we're not in that...
That's no time to argue. Two of my men are riding double, as you can see. Their horse is winded, but not killed. You can have him, but we'll take yours. Quick now. You have 5 seconds. Get off or be shot off. That's better. Vic, you and Cash take these horses.
Mister, we'll be coming after our horses, even if we have to chase you to Texas.
Easy, stranger. Jack Veno's got no grudge against you, and I reckon I understand a man's regard for his horse. We'll send him to you in Franklin a day or so.
Adios! You darn thieves, watch me.
No, put it away.
Oh, but doggone, I could have boarded one sure before they rounded that bend.
Yeah, and maybe hit one of the horses. I'd rather have Copper back safe than take revenge. Come on, we'll ride that horse double into town.
He sure is a tired horse. We won't go fast.
That's better than walking. Uh-oh, more company.
Hey, the old geezer's wearing the badge. It's a posse.
Well, howdy, gents. I'm Sheriff Cullum. You see a bunch of hard cases riding fast and led by a tall gent wearing two-gun flow, butch cord for cross-draw.
Right ahead of you, Sheriff.
You're lying, Ike. We're getting a bum steer. You notice...
My eyes ain't that who yet, Johnny Mark.
Sheriff, I don't know who your deputy is, but I don't like being called a liar by anyone.
Don't blame me none for all my aggravating it in, Chuck.
What are we waiting for? You, shut those guns.
Again? Getting so all we're seeing is guns.
Yeah, just sit easy, Johnny. Sit easy. Fellas, reckon you'd best drop them guns like Johnny asked you to do. Don't want you to get excited when I arrest you for robbery and murder. Johnny, you take these two hombres back to town. We'll just...
Sheriff, can you read facts?
Ain't no use to get sarcastic, son. I'm just doing my duty.
Well, before we get hanged by mistake, you better read the sign in front of you. We were held by Veno's gang, forced to change horses. They left this one and...
Ike, let me handle him. I'll teach him to keep
quiet.
Shut up,
Johnny, shut up. I'm reading. Pretty messed up with tracks, Richard. Well, bust me. Give him their guns back.
What? You're out of your mind, Ike.
You ain't the sheriff just yet, Bucko. I said give back their guns. Strangers, reckon the sign bears you out.
Thanks. You've lost your chance to catch that gang.
Maybe not. Better let the old fella ride. He looks a little feeble to me. All right, let's get going.
Feeble? Why, you darn old fool, I can outride, outwalk, outfight you, outshoot you,
and I'll talk him 6 ways to Sunday. He's gone. We might as well head for Franklin.
Oh, Betty is a worse time getting up of a cold morning than I do. Why, he must be 90 if he's a day.
Sarsaparilla, both of us.
You mean straight sarsaparilla?
That's right, but don't worry, we can handle it.
What's the matter, mister? Buckeye giving you trouble?
No, not me, Sherry, not me.
I like the way you stand up. Name?
Hopalong Cassidy. My partner, California Carlson.
I'm plump pleased to meet you.
What man isn't? I'm Sherry King. Born Maggie Bates, if you're the curious type. Say, you are a good-looking one, aren't you, Cassidy?
I think we better get our rooms at the hotel.
Yeah, I'll do it, Hoppy. No use both of us.
Now, wait, California.
Now we'll be better off alone. Come on, let's try a table. See, you can tell me how you'd like to take me out of all this. I won't even ask for a drink.
Well, maybe you can tell me who Jack Veno is. What happened here this afternoon?
Veno. Why, he's a gunfighter who brought a gang into this county a few months ago. Been raising Cain. Robbed the bank today, and one of the tellers got in his way.
The teller is the...
They'll bury him tomorrow. But let's not talk about Veno.
Funny, with Sheriff Cullen here, I'd think this would be the last place a bandit gang would start operating.
Cullen's getting old. Even Johnny admits it. That's Johnny Mark, a beau of mine. He's Cullen's deputy.
I've met him.
I wish Cullen would catch Veno and get it over with. Every week or so, a stage gets held up or a payroll stolen. Then for days, Cullen has Johnny out riding on those darn posses. Why, I don't know. They never find Veno and his men.
Well, that's...
On your way, cowpoke. Jerry, I want to talk with you.
Oh, Paul Washington. My friend, Mr. Cassidy.
Didn't you hear me? I said, on your way.
Yeah, I heard you, but I feel kind of lazy.
So maybe a bullet between your feet will...
Will what? Get it out, Washington. What's your beef?
Maybe I made a mistake.
You sure did when you reached for a gun. He beat you a mile, Paul.
Shut up.
Why, you...
No, Sherry, don't hit him.
No man tells me to shut up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, so long, Miss Sherry. Nice to have met you.
Come again, Cassidy. Buckeye!
Yeah, Miss Sherry. Where am I jumping?
Out back. Buckeye? You think I scared him off?
Cassidy?
Yeah.
He didn't look like the scaring type to me.
Yeah. Well, I bet he hasn't got much money. The nice ones never do, do they?
Hi, Sheriff. I saw you come back. Any luck?
Yeah, nary a speck. Seems those critters drop in a hole and pull it in after him, eh, Johnny?
Yeah. 3 stage holdups, 2 payrolls stolen, now the bank. Town's getting awful riled up, Ike.
Yeah, thanks for telling me. But they put up with me, Sheriff, for 20 years. Reckon I'll do for a bit longer. I'll fix Reno's wagon as soon as I figure out who's in cahoots with his gang.
Cahoots?
Somebody here in town tips his gang to payroll shipments and watch stages to rob. Has to be. Ain't nobody lucky enough to be right every time.
Who's in charge of the stage office in Wells Fargo?
A man by name of Paul Weston. Oh, he's a tough one. But I reckon he wouldn't throw in with no outlaws against his own company.
Wouldn't seem likely unless he needed money bad.
Who don't? Could use a little myself, what with the town getting itchy to kick me out of office.
Well, if my partner and I can help, call us.
Thanks. Let me know when and if those horses of yours are returned. Maybe we can backtrack them.
I will.
Good. Johnny, my leg's stiffening again. Rub it out for me, will you, son?
The tracks seem to come from up there, Sheriff. Whoever brought our horses back last night came from those rocks.
I reckon so. That's the same country the gang hides in. You know, this could be a little dangerous. Now, let's scatter out as we head up. No point in asking for an ambush. Me not on the prairie.
That don't sound so bad to me. Wonder if I should.
Uh-oh. Get it going, Hawk. Get it going. Hoppy! Hoppy!
Here, California.
What's the show?
Over where Johnny Mark is. Let's go afoot.
Where's that old scalawag, Callum? He fall behind?
He was on the other side of Mark. Mark?
Stay back. Up on the ridge. Rifleman. You got the sheriff in the ledge.
Keep that ambusher busy. We'll get around back of him. This way, California.
Come on.
We knocked shot fast.
It's not far. Look up around that big rock.
I hope there's only one man there.
Careful now. There's a rock.
Don't hear no shots. Maybe he's out of cartridges. Then maybe he ain't.
Freeze, mister. Get his gun, California, and signal Mark to stop firing. We've got him.
So that's the hombre who plugged Ike, huh?
Yeah, but he's not saying anything.
Well, maybe you didn't ask him right. You. What's your name?
Smith. What's yours?
What's your real name?
Oh, you're drunk. That's all of that.
Let go of me.
Stay away from him, Mark. Come on, California. Let's get that prisoner on a horse. All right, fella. Wake up.
Oh. Get him on his feet. He can stand some more.
I don't see how. He's dead.
It's that blasted clumsy docks, anyhow.
You want a bullet to chomp on, old horse?
No, I don't want no that blasted bullet to chomp on.
Say, Ike, about what happened to that prisoner, Smith?
We'll talk about it later, Johnny. Reckon as it was an accident, but you've been warned plenty about getting robbed.
Sure, Ike, but I was mad about him shooting you.
Town needs a sheriff now. With me laid up, that means you. If Benno ain't stopped soon, we ain't neither one going to have jobs.
Sheriff, have you ever thought of trying to trap Benno?
How do you mean, Casty?
Sending out a fake payroll for bait. You could have your posse ready and trail on the stage. If Benno hits it...
Sounds like a good... Ouch! Gamble. Try it, Mark.
All right, Ike. I'll check with Washington tomorrow.
Sooner the... Ouch! Oh, Mark, before you go, give me a bullet, will you? And shoot that old goat if he cracks a smile.
I say Mark's got only one asset, his big feet. You can always hear him coming. It'll be years before he gets promoted.
Well, you're a big man now, eh, Washington? Hey, where'd you get the bump?
Tell him, Paul. Guess he's modest. Sit down, Johnny. You too, Cassidy. There's one thing I like, it's lots of men around.
Sorry, we're after Washington.
Me? Now, look, I was just buying her a drink. You can't...
On business.
Oh. Let's go to my office. See you later, Sherry. Think over what I said. You can have everything you want if
you're wasting your breath, Washington. I'm what she wants.
Oh, are you? Time's coming when you're due for a surprise, Johnny Mark. A big surprise.
Hi, California. How's it coming?
Just finishing Topper's rubdown. He sure's a great horse.
You betcha.
The trap all set?
Yeah, for tomorrow night.
Hope it works. There. There, does it. You know, it's a shame everyone don't take care of his horse. See that bay over there? Been rid hard, but didn't get a rubdown.
Nah, some riders are thoughtless. Whose horse is it?
One of Johnny Mark's fame. But he was with us today. On a roan.
Then someone else was riding one of his horses. I wonder...
Maybe the hombre didn't want anyone to know he was out, so he rode that way instead of his own. We got company.
What? Benno.
Just stand quiet and let the grub look. I'd assume, boy, you was not. I thought I was doing you a favor when I sent back those horses. I didn't figure on you crossing me.
By back trailing them?
That's right. I reckon we didn't have no agreement. It was still a mighty unfriendly return. I forget that for now, though. I've come for Smitty. He in jail?
Smitty? Oh, Smith. I'm afraid he's through with you, Benno. Permanently.
He's cashed? Oh, no. Not Smitty.
He ambushed us and we caught him. He had kind of an accident and hit his head on a rock. They killed him.
Smitty tripped. He fell off his horse?
Well, not exactly.
Who did it, then? Who's responsible for Smitty's death?
Not us, that's for sure.
Then who? Tell me.
It's not our place to tell you, Venno. Sorry.
What if I threatened to kill you? I see. You got nerve, I'll grant you that. But I'll find out who did it, and when I do, Smitty's gonna have company.
My guess is that Benno won't be satisfied to let Smith's death go unpunished.
Kind of looks that way.
Puts Johnny Mark in a bad spot if Benno learns the truth. Well, the stage with the fake payroll is about to leave. I better join the posse.
Sure, sure. Go on. Good luck. If Benno's been keeping the rack, he comes to you, you'll never catch him.
Seems queer how easy they duck the posse.
Second sight, that's what Benno's got.
Watch and ride with your posse?
Sure, sure. He's handy with a gun. Say, you got a hunch about him, haven't you?
Perhaps. I think I know how part of this thing fits together. After I search some saddlebags, I may have the rest of it.
They just left, Johnny. Everything all set.
Aren't you coming with us, Washington?
No, I think I better stay with the payroll.
Want some guards?
That's not necessary. I got a shotgun.
Okay. Let's go, but take it easy.
It'd be a big fun in your camp if we can pull this off, won't it?
Huh? Hey, I guess so. I got a feeling this thing ain't right. I wish Ike was along.
Appears to me that Washington was mighty willing to be along with that payroll.
Yeah. You two getting the same hunch I am?
Very possibly. A few minutes ago, while I was at the livery stable, I found out that it was Washington who took your bay yesterday.
What? Well, that settles it. We'll set a trap for Venno, all right. Around Washington's office. Slim, pass the word. Shoot to kill.
Poppy. You think we guessed right? Maybe we...
We guessed right. There comes the proof of it.
Horses and riders. It's him. It's Venno. They're sure acting at home. Not even hurrying.
Why should they? They had an invitation.
Venno! You're surrounded! Give up or die! Hey, the double fall! That's the way out!
What a haul. Town will make you the sheriff of this, Johnny. Not one of them outlaws escaped.
5 of them are done for, Johnny. Hoppy's got Washington inside the shack. Benno's over there, cashing in.
He's not dead.
Well, he ought to be, but he's dying hard.
Quick, give me a hand. We'll take him inside. You men take those prisoners to the jail. I'll join you there later.
At least Washington will live to get hung.
Yeah. Put him down here.
Mark, what's the meaning of this? I'm no criminal.
Be quiet. Benno talk, Johnny.
No, I guess he'll never regain consciousness. Too bad.
Well, maybe Washington will talk. He saw who shot Cullum.
He saw? You mean he shot? He's Benno's partner.
No, only an accessory after the fact, and Cullum's getting shot. He withheld information. That's what his surprise was to be, Johnny. He was going to blackmail you to get the girl, Sherry.
You're nuts. We got proof tonight that he tipped Venno to where the real payroll was.
No, you did that. You double-crossed him deliberately. You shot the sheriff. You were Venno.
Get the guns and stand with Washington faces to the wall.
Don't be stupid, Johnny. You can't kill us all.
We'll see about that. The curtains are down. Now, when I lock this door, it'll just be the four of us. In private.
Great pop-eyed rattlesnakes. I think he means...
Yeah. But first, I want to know a few things. I've got to know if I made any mistakes someone else might catch.
You made your biggest when you invited Venno to come here.
He served his purpose.
I got half the loot from his jobs. He discredited the sheriff. And now I'll be made sheriff and get the reward for the capture of Venno's gang.
You should have gotten rid of that mirror in your saddlebags, Johnny. It gave you away.
How?
Simple. You used it as a heliograph to let Venno know the posse's position when you began searching the rocky section. With no trail to follow, the posse was hunting blind. All Venno had to do was keep circling around you.
Pretty smart. Go on, what tipped you to me?
The way you tried to shut up that outlaw Smith.
I didn't mean to kill him. Just knock him out to keep him quiet. He was the only one besides Venno that knew I was Venno's partner. I'd have let him escape later.
Oh, sure. And tonight you'd have killed him with Venno. When you called on them to surrender, you knew they'd fight.
I did. Venno and Smith had to die. It was a necessity.
Cullum knows Smith didn't shoot him, Johnny. The wound in his leg is horizontal. Smith was above him. If he'd shot Cullum, the wound would have been slanted downward.
I could have killed Ike, but I didn't.
No credit to you. You knew if Cullum was killed, he'd have been a martyr to the town. And you'd have been a kid trying to fill a man's boots. This way...
This way I did what Ike failed to do. And the town thinks I'm a hero. They'll elect me sheriff before tomorrow. Well, that's enough. Got anything funny to say before I finish you three off?
Yeah. You heard the one about the man who was hanged for murder?
You kill me, Cassidy. Now I'll do the same for you.
Benno, can you hear me? Thanks for getting Johnny.
Heard of it. He killed Smitty. Dirty.
What was Smitty to you?
My sister's kid. Promised her I'd look after it.
Benno. He's gone, California.
He was the stubbornest dying hombre I ever saw. Lucky for us.
Yeah, he was a killer, but there was good in him. Well, we'll send someone back to take care of him. Come on, Washington. You're going to jail.
Funny. Johnny's invite to Venno brought death to both of them.
Uh-huh. Being a crook is mighty unhealthy work.
Ain't that the truth? You know, I'm so happy, I'm honest, I could sing.
Oh, I wouldn't do that if I were you. There's Sheriff Cullum up on crutches. He'd run you in for disturbing the peace.
Maybe he's got more of an ear for music than you got, Hopper.
That's what I mean.
Oh, just listen anyway. You know, something I've been practicing.
Yeah?
Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie.
Hey, you, Carson, come here.
Uh-oh, I warned you, California.
Hey, just what's the big idea, you old grizzly?
No, Sheriff, I didn't mean to disturb. We're just leaving.
Why didn't you tell me you could sing?
I ain't
had no one to harmonize with in years. Try a chorus of the old mill stream with me, huh?
Well, I'll be delighted. But we best get away from Hoppy. He ain't get no appreciation of fine singing. One, two, down by the old strong now.
Listen again next week at this time when Sagebrush Theater will bring you another story of the Old West, recorded from the library of radio programs of many years ago. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.